Civil rights leaders around the country are celebrating a federal court's decision to return the exhibit detailing slavery to the president's house in Philadelphia. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Sluchansky is following the story.
U.S. District Court Judge Cynthia Roof ordered the National Park Service to restore the exhibit, which told the story of George Washington's slaves. The federal government removed it last month, prompting the city to sue. The lawsuit argued the Park Service violated a cooperative agreement it signed when developing the site. Trevor Smith, executive director of Bliss Collective, which stands for Black Liberation Indigenous Sovereignty, called it an amazing win.
But just one kind of peg in the broader assault on Black history, Native history, public memory. So yeah, a mix of emotions, but it's obviously great to see judicial appointees abiding by the Constitution, which, you know, shouldn't be something that we have to celebrate these days, but that's kind of where we are.
The U.S. Department of the Interior is appealing the decision. Another lawsuit filed in Boston asked a judge to stop the Park Service from changing any exhibits nationwide. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.